One of the most beneficial and healing lessons that I have learned about myself, and there have been numerous ones, but this is certainly one of the most formative on my life journey, and that is that as a result of paying attention to the thoughts that are going through my mind, what is happening in my head, so to speak, that a lot of the content of these thoughts, not all of them, but it is definitely a considerable percentage of them, is or are thoughts that are about who I think that I am and what I think that I am capable of doing, and even more so this is the one that I find happens much more often, is that I begin to believe what I'm thinking about what I can't do. Over the past couple of weeks, as a result of paying attention to my thoughts and just engaging, which is just essentially engaging in this practice, and it's available to anyone who wants to undertake it, that I have noticed there has been this awakening in the middle of the night, and these thoughts just really prominent in my mind about what I am not capable of doing. And the craziest thing about all of it is, and to me it's the silliest part about all of this, is that it would be one thing if these are things that I've never done before that I think that I'm not capable of doing. It's still, these are still limiting beliefs that I may have about any thoughts that are coming up like this. But in this case, the vast majority of these thoughts are about not being able to do things that I have done before and have been capable of doing before and have felt really comfortable doing these things before. And of course, there's no way for me to know why this is happening. I don't even really chase these thoughts or try to analyze them or try to understand what's causing them to occur, because long ago I learned that in almost all cases for me, now I can't speak for anyone else, that whatever my thoughts are simply happen as a result of being a human being. They're just simply, for me, I have found that they're just nothing more than neurological responses, part of the expression of life unfolding through me. And this is nothing special or extraordinary, as I have talked to many people about this, and these thoughts just simply occur. And what is important is that I recognize, and this has happened and does happen quite often, that these thoughts, what ends up happening is I have them, and they really are enticing for me to believe this. I can get really wrapped up in believing these thoughts about not being capable of doing things or about who I think I am, especially when somehow, well, actually, in this case, I started to say when I'm thinking thoughts that are not so supportive of myself, but it could be the other way. I could be really getting caught up or wrapped up in thinking that I am overly capable to the point of becoming complacent and getting wrapped up in, while I find there's nothing wrong with feeling good about myself, if I get carried away with that and it's all I'm thinking about, and my beliefs in that become very, very firm, then I'm not open to being a human being that is sometimes going to be able to do certain things, and in some cases not always able to do certain things up to the expectations of what I should be able to do. And all of that, to a certain degree, is just thought on a certain level. But in this case, what I want to speak about most importantly about this is that, and this is what I've also learned from mindfulness practice, and this has been an incredibly liberating benefit and a beautiful fruit of this practice, and that is that I can spend whatever time that I have believing these thoughts and really thinking that these thoughts are real about who I think I am and what I'm capable of doing, and in more often than not, what I'm not capable of doing and what I can't handle and what I can't deal with. But it's always the thoughts that are happening when I'm not in the midst of doing it. Sometimes, yes, they are happening then, but in a lot of cases, they are happening when nothing is happening. I'm not doing or attempting to do any of the things that I'm having these thoughts about. But what happens is the beauty of this practice is that I have found, and many people that I've taught this to and shared this with, that it creates this space, and I know I've talked about that space before, where I can be having these thoughts about not being capable, thoughts that are less than supportive, and that thoughts that can make me doubt myself or what I'm capable of doing or handling. These things can all be occurring, and I don't have to believe them. And what I find is that this has happened a lot over the past couple of weeks. I have, for whatever reason, found myself besieged by thoughts like this. And I have just simply been able to live life, and I'm not trying to ignore them. I can't run away from these thoughts. I can't will them to no longer occur. But what I have found is when I speak of this space that has been opened up, is that I can live my life and be doing to the best of my ability, and recognizing my abilities change from moment to moment because I'm human. I can simply be discharging my responsibilities. I can simply keep my commitments to other people. I can be accountable. I can show up and do what is my best on any given day, in any given hour, or any given moment while these thoughts are occurring. I don't have to be paralyzed by them. I don't have to be limited by them. I don't have to be crippled by them. And in all these things that I've just spoken, I have experienced that before, to the point of not being able to cope and not being able to function, but I can. And the only way that I have found that out is it's not necessarily through affirming my ability to do so or try to convince myself that these thoughts are wrong somehow. It's just that at a certain level of consciousness, these thoughts just really aren't interesting anymore. They really aren't relevant. They're just thoughts that I'm having about what I think I can and can't do and who I think that I am. I might be caught up also in who I'm not that I wished I would be. But essentially, these things can be happening in the background while I'm out living life, out in the world, being with other people, doing the things that I'm somehow hearing thoughts that, and witnessing thoughts that are telling me that I can't deal with things and can't handle things and can't do what it is I need to do. And it's amazing to me that I, in the middle of the night especially, I can find myself literally living out in my head the entire day that's ahead of me, seeing myself having all these thoughts about me being completely incapable, not being able to be up to the task, and not able to be strong enough and capable enough to do what needs to be done. And I can either stay awake and really indulge in those thoughts and really get wrapped up in believing what I'm thinking and reacting to it and beginning to identify as the person that can't do what it is that I am somehow, my thoughts are telling me that I'm not able to do. Or I can just simply live this moment. I can be here right now in the present moment. And even in the middle of the night when I wake up, I have had moments where there's just been this, I wake up almost, I wouldn't say in a panic, but I've definitely woken up feeling uneasy about things with the upcoming day or possibly the week ahead or whatever it may be. And I can just simply recognize, even in a state where I've just awakened from a deep sleep, and come back to the present moment and return back to my center, so to speak. And all I have to do is simply breathe in and breathe out and be here. Just simply pay attention to what is happening. And by paying attention to what is happening, which probably in those cases is very little in the middle of the night, and also sometimes during the day. And I realize there may be more going on depending on what hour someone is working, if they are discharging their responsibilities. But it's amazing to me that there's this opportunity. It's beautiful to be able to continue to come back to the here and now. And the only way that I could do that, because I'm not extraordinary, because I don't have any, I don't come into this life with any special gifts or talents, is I've been able to practice it. And doing it over and over and over again, returning to this moment, paying attention to what's happening in my mind, that I can just simply be here. And even though the thoughts are continuing, it's just something happening in the background. The more that I believe those thoughts, and I'm not even going to really get wrapped up in saying that this is a theory that can be proven, but what I find is that things that I really do put a lot of time and energy towards believing, they become more foreground. They're really front and center. If I'm really giving all my time and energy and attention to them and perpetuating them by continuing to choose to think other thoughts in relation to these thoughts that are just coming up, or I can begin to live with these in the background. And I want to say again, I'm not denying them. I'm not trying to divert my attention. I'm not trying to distract myself. It's just that the longer I have practiced, there's more room, there's more space to be living my life, being present in the moment while these thoughts are continuing. And not believing them, because I've practiced not believing them. But I do want to say, most importantly, that I have a lot of experience believing these thoughts. And even in the past 24 hours, I have found myself believing what I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling. The idea here is not to get to this beautiful place of nirvana where I no longer believe anything that I'm, you know, that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. It's a constant, ongoing thing that happens as a result of being human. But at the same time, I can just simply live harmoniously within a headspace where there are some thoughts going on like this, that it's very tempting to want to grab a hold of them and think about them and believe them and identify as the person who somehow there's something wrong with, or I'm not up to the task, or I'm not capable, I'm not enough. I can do that. And even if I decide, even if somehow I decide to do that and give a lot of time and energy to it, it doesn't mean I have to stay there. In terms of my consciousness and where I am in my headspace, I can simply wake up again from this sleep, so to speak, and this dream that I am believing is happening when it's not, and just come back here again. And I never really left here. It's just that I chose to pay attention to thoughts that are coming up that I can't control them or make them stop. It's just part of being human. And I can learn to live amidst that. And that's exactly what has happened. And there have been some thoughts that have come up even in the past 24 hours that in terms of some of the physical things that I have been dealing with, that I could get really, really carried away with and convince myself that there's no way for me to get past these things or get over these things. And only to a certain degree can I do that. Some of this is out of my control. I can do the things that I need to do to take care of myself as well as I possibly can. But I know that if I continue to keep believing all these thoughts, giving energy to them, reacting emotionally to them, resisting them, all of these things, it just really inhibits my ability to be as healthy as I can possibly be, to be able to be of service to others, to be of any good to other people. I know that I can cope more effectively than I might be telling myself that I can. And it's only when I return back and begin to pay attention to what is here and now that has nothing to do with these thoughts or any beliefs that have formed somehow, that I can truly be here with all that stuff happening in the background. And I can live in the foreground, being here, dealing with what is actually happening without having to think about whether I can do something or not, or think about whether I'm adequate enough or not. I can just simply be and be here. And that has been incredibly healing for me, and I'm incredibly grateful.